115, David and Tanya Quester, east of Route 1. It's a lot within Indian Beach Development, a variance from a side yard setback requirement.
There's a letter from Eddie Parker, Director of Assessments, that I've passed down. Want me to read it?
Yes, if you would. Yes, please.
It's to the Sussex County Board of Adjustment, Planning and Zoning Department. Gentlemen, it has been brought to my attention that a concern has been raised regarding setback requirements not being noted on a building permit issued for a swimming pool. The permit in question is permit number 252823 issued to David and Tanya Quester of Glen Mills, Maryland. The location of construction is Lot 7, Indian Beach, located just south of Dewey Beach. The permit was obtained by Cynthia Zuccarello of Anthony Sylvan Pool Company on August 25th, 2006. I have provided a copy of the original permit for your review. That should be attached. Permits pertaining to swimming pools require a certain amount of narrative be included because of fencing and walkway requirements of the zoning ordinance. The side yard setback requirements were placed directly under the narrative of this permit so as to clearly show the existence of a side street, which is named and noted as a corner. The other side yard setback of 10 foot was also noted on this portion of the permit. It is standard procedure for the permit clerk to go over the required setbacks and make sure the applicant understands these requirements before they are asked to sign the application. I have no doubt that the applicant in this case was fully aware of the setback requirements when they obtained the permit. It is my understanding that this is not the first occasion of this happening with the pool company. Should you have any questions concerning this matter, please let me know. Respectfully submitted, Eddie J. Parker.
Maybe we should send a letter to the pool company.
And however, I'm going to send you guys a copy down, board members, where they have added on the permit application where they have to sign for now on that they fully understand and have been told of the setbacks. Good. So there's no good questions ever.
What prompted this item? I don't remember.
The permit copy. The
permit wasn't, it didn't seem to be clear.
It didn't seem to be clear, but however, it is there, 15 foot from Mary Corner and 10 foot.
There you go.
But.
Yeah, looks good.
Huh? Did anyone see that, maybe? Murnell, I fully understand the zoning requirements of this permit. Make them initial it or sign it. Hmm? The applicant, I said, people, when they come to get one like this on there, you could, you can, if you would, you could take that back to Eddie on behalf of the board. I like that. And I'm sure they know that they have. They explain them.
It's just making us aware of what they're doing.
Good. Yeah, I think that's good.
It's not requiring any action or anything.
No, they're not. It doesn't require any action. We just bring it to our attention. We explain it to them then. We appreciate your.
And they're pretty good, the girls, at explaining to the applicants.
And the date that this new one's going into effect is what?
Immediately.
Right on the bottom, that wrapped up meeting. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you for that.
I've got a few questions.
Okay, then. So, huh?
I've got a few questions on some stuff. We got this packet from C-Air that talks about, you know, the Homeowners Association and all. Do we?
I think there were supposed to have been a couple of CRs on the agenda today that didn't get on the agenda.
It's been scheduled to the 19th.
Okay.
Remember,
so,
yeah.
Right. And this is okay. So it goes for that. So bring that with your stuff next week.
Okay. And I've got some old cases that I'm not sure we made a decision on or whatever, 9551.
9551.
Which was an old CR case.
They're all coming next meeting.
19th.
Yes.
Three. That should be one of them.
Yes, that's,
I think,
one of them.
That's one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then I've got some stuff here from case 9886 about a swimming pool that was. Still got that one? Okay.
9886.
Yeah, we were waiting on a survey, and it was supposed to be given to us the first meeting of February.
Where is this at?
It is
Salt
Hat Drive, Wharton's Cove.
I'll make a note. 9886.
9886. Mm-hmm. And there's another case, 10,012.
And who's that?
It's in Waterview Drive in Seaford, which is over by Concord Pond. And we were waiting to see if the shed was on Del Dotta easement or not.
Shed? I have to look into these.
Sure. And then Bay City Mobile Home Park.
No, there's issues with...
They're coming up.
We're waiting for a survey.
Yeah, they're working.
Still waiting on it. And then 10,091, which was Little Creek. It's a place, a single wide manufactured home on less than 10 acres. That one we may have heard.
It's Maybell.
It's Childs, Raymond Childs.
Oh, Raymond Childs is coming up the 19th.
Mm-hmm.
And Oakwood Homes, survey for shed variance in Long Neck Road, Portside Lane, Rehoboth Shores.
What case number?
10-113.
That's a mobile home?
No, the survey for the shed.
Survey shed, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And what was the one before Childs? Sorry.
10,091.
Before that one?
Before that one?
That was the Bay City, but I just wanted
to... Yeah, Bay City, 10,018.
18, just so I can... And okay. That's on hold, but I'll check the others. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well, we need to act on this case, 10,015. Yep, well, should we act on this case, 10,115? Need a motion on it to prove it, or that was one?
I'm sorry.
That was just, you know, there was a question raised on that when we, on their case in regards to the pool.
It was approved.
It was approved.
It was approved. It was just brought up because of the,
well, what did we put under other business just for this letter?
Or something.
And a refund?
The refund is going to have to be refunded
gonna
because
have to go.
We said...
The letter of apology was part of that.
Yeah, I think it was due to the apology, and I guess Mr. Parker doesn't feel that's needed, just so you know. But I think that was...
Everybody understands that's what I meant. We didn't say what you know it is. Hey, the refund will happen, and then this is that, you know, not send back a letter of apology. So everybody's understanding it then. Okay, then we're done then. Okay.
Person that
issued the permit. We'll be able to adjourn. As long as everybody understood what we were doing before I closed down that case, y'all understood. It was two parts. Okay. Motion to adjourn.
Okay.
Motion by Mr. Workman. Sure. Second by Mr. Hudson. All those in favor?
No.
All opposed? Motion carried. That's a good courage, Joe.
I will.